Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to How To Tuesday. It's a fine day today. We're enjoying some Black Rifle coffee while we talk about some things to get ready for your winter season as you're practicing your fly casting, getting ready to go down to the Florida Keys, to Louisiana, to someplace tropical that you are going to fish in the winter time, in the springtime. Now is the time that you need to practice. Some of the things that I've seen over and over and over again by well-meaning anglers is that they practice the wrong things. Now, it's very good to practice. I highly encourage practicing. But you want to practice things that are going to benefit you when you get on the water. We've talked about the two-target drill before. If you haven't heard that podcast, you should go back and look at that. That's one of my favorite drills where you practice casting to two different targets, simulating something that you would see on the boat for a bonefish, a redfish, a permit, a tarpon, any sort of game fish like that. That's an outstanding drill. Another drill, the one that we're going to talk about today, is a loop-shaped drill. And I used to get out into the park and whenever, or any kind of grassy area, and whenever I've taught people how to fly cast before, this is one that I go over a lot. The loop shape drill helps you to change your loop shape. Okay. Now, if you're not that familiar with fly casting, if you're watching this on video, I'm going to show some stuff behind me on this screen. If you're not watching on video, don't worry about it. I'm going to explain it just right, just fine. You don't need the video to understand what I'm going to be talking about here. And most people are listening on audio, so don't worry about it. The loop shape is the shape of your fly line as it extends on your forward cast, right? If you watch somebody or watch TV or anything, you can see how this fly line unrolls really nicely, okay? If it's a tight loop, the distance between the bottom of the loop and the top of the loop is going to be very small. If it's a wide loop, the distance between the bottom of the loop and the top of the loop gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, there are several ways to do this, and a lot of people will tell you, you only want to throw a tight loop. And I understand that in a lot of types of fishing, that is very important to throw a tight loop. But it's also important to be able to throw a wide loop. And the reason why you want to throw a wide loop in a lot of cases, especially in saltwater fishing, is because if the wind is blowing hard, you have the opportunity to smack yourself right in the head with a tight loop. And those anglers who know how to make a cast and make it a wide loop while the front of the loop is kind of wedge-shaped, so it is actually going through the air very nicely, and you have a big distance between the top of the loop where the fly is and the bottom of the loop kind of off the tip of the rod closer to your head. This is very, very important to be able to throw a wide loop when you want to and a tight loop when you want to. I'm not saying that you want to throw only wide loops or you want to throw only tight loops, but when I say that I've seen a lot of people, well-meaning anglers, practice the wrong thing, one of the things that they're practicing is only holding the line in the air and making the tightest loop possible. Okay? It's great. It's beautiful. It's fun. And you should do that. But that's not the only way that you should practice. Now let's look at this picture that I have here of a wide loop versus a tight loop. Now we're looking at AndyThornall.com. Okay. And I don't know Andy, but he's got a nice drawing on his website and it shows exactly what I'm talking about. You have the tighter loop where the lines are basically parallel and you have a wide loop, where there's much more distance between the fly and the bottom of the loop. There are a couple of videos that you can see where, this guy right here, John Cave, he's a great fisherman and, he's got, on this performance fly casting loop formation video. We'll watch just a little bit of this. And what John's talking about on his video is being able to change from a tight loop to a wide loop, at any moment. And what that requires is practice. So what many fly casters know how to make a tight loop, it requires a hard stop on the forward cast. And once you make that hard stop on the forward cast, it will make a tight loop. If you make a softer stop on the forward cast and more follow through towards the water, you can intentionally make a wide loop. And that wide loop can be very accurate in throwing. In fact, in a distance casting competition an accuracy casting competition, I would purposefully throw a wide loop and just have the fly land right on the target. I would get the distance right with a tight loop, and then I would deliver the fly to the target with a big wide open loop. And what that does is it stops the recoil coming back. So if you're really trying to put a fly in a teacup, a lot of times you'll get this recoil, and that is very tough to make a absolutely accurate cast. Now, on the video right here that we're watching John Cave throw a very, very tight loop. And he's a beautiful caster. He's obviously practiced this a lot. But what makes him a really great caster is he's also able to throw an open loop on command. So if you are in a situation where you have high wind, particularly from the side, like a right-hand wind, if you can throw that that loop in a wide open loop, you can have the fly actually drift into you, but it will drift over your head and not hit you in the head. Now, if you're like me, you've been hit in the head with a merkin or a tarpon fly or a bonefish fly or a heavy-weighted nymph or a big trout streamer, and it's not fun. It hurts. It really hurts. It's like getting shot in the head with a BB gun, and it really hurts. So it doesn't take long after doing that that you either invest in a helmet or you learn this wider open casting style. So what I'm suggesting is that you practice for your upcoming trip, and you do it in a way where you're practicing a couple of different skills. You certainly want to get out there and practice distance casting. You want to practice shorter casting. You want to practice getting into the ready position. You want to practice delivering the cast from the ready position. But then you also want to be able to cast tight loops and wide loops. So I will get about 40 feet of line out. I'll do this without a fly, but with a leader. And you're out on a grass field or maybe a pond or a swimming pool or something, someplace where you have plenty of room behind you. And you're just going to start your double haul. You're going to be casting your double haul, making a tight loop, and you want to go back and forth 5 or 6 times. And then while you're casting that tight loop, you're going to say, okay, tight, tight, tight. And then this one's going to go wide, and you're going to soften your stop. You're going to increase your follow through, and you're going to see how you can make a wide loop on command. Then go back into your back cast, wide loop again. Back into your back cast, wide loop again. Back into your back cast. Now let's go tight again. So now go back to that hard stop, the hard double haul, and you can see how you can go from a tight loop to a wide loop on command at any time. So now, if you are out and you have a hard right-hand wind, if you cast a tight loop, that fly is going to come and hit you in the back of the head. If you are able to cast a big, wide-open tight loop in the wind with a wedge shape in the front of the loop, you will be able to deliver that fly successfully without hitting you, without hitting anything. The fly is 40 feet over your head, right? When you make this big wide open loop. So wide open loop shapes are something that a lot of fly casting instructors will not tell you that this is important to do. Those guys may never have fished in salt water or not enough to know that this is a problem. And in any guide in the Florida Keys will tell you that this is a good skill to have. It's a great thing to be able to throw a loop. Like Lefty Cray said, you could throw a loop through a screen door. That is nice. And if you have the right fly and the right conditions, you can absolutely do that. But when you're dealing with a margin of error that's that small, a lot of times it ends up getting wrapped all around you or hitting you in the head. So learning how to throw this big wide open loop is very, very good. So go to the park, strip out 40 feet of line, 5 tight loops, 5 wide loops, 5 tight loops, 5 wide loops, 5 tight loops, 5 wide loops. Now, if you want to even increase this skill and this drill to even more realistic situations, get 50 feet of line out, strip into a small area in front of you. From the ready position, start and get 40 feet of line out, 5 tight loops. Put the line down, strip it in, get back in the ready position, roll the cast out, work the line out, 5 wide loops. Put it down, bring it back. Do that same thing, 5 tight, 5 wide, 5 tight, 5 wide, 5 tight, 5 wide. And when you can master that skill, then you want to be, you want to increase your accuracy. So you want to put a target out there at 40 feet. It can be a hula hoop. It can be something smaller. It can be a frisbee. Frisbee would be awesome. If you hit a frisbee at 50 feet with a wide loop and with a tight loop, you're ready to go. That's going to be great. If you can do it at 60 feet or 70 feet, even better. But you want to be able to do it with a wide loop, and you want to be able to do it with a tight loop. So therefore, you're going to be able to do it in calm conditions, and you're going to be able to do it in windy conditions. Now, if you're a right-handed caster and you have a left-hand wind, you can throw that super tight loop. It's not going to be a problem. It's blowing away from you. If you're a left-handed caster with a left-hand wind, you're going to see that it's going to blow into you and hit you in the back of the head. So left-handed caster, right-hand wind, you can throw a tight loop. Left-hand caster, left-hand wind, that's when you need that big wide open loop. Then same thing for a right-hand caster. Right-hand caster, right-hand wind, it's going to blow into you. So you want to be able to keep that fly 40 feet above you and cast accurately to the fish by softening the stop on the cast and increasing the follow through almost to the water, right? You're taking the rod tip almost to the water. And then when you can do that in practice, you should be able to do it in the boat. The next thing would be to use a weighted fly in your practice. Okay. A lot of people will do these things and they'll practice and practice and practice, but they'll never practice with what they're going to use when they get on the boat. And they have a real hard time with a long leader and a weighted fly. So you want to practice that in advance. You can cut the hook off if you want. And I encourage it because it gets stuck in the grass all the time. So cut the hook off. Just have like a merkin with heavy weighted eyes and go out there and practice casting it at 40 feet. Practice with a wide loop, practice with a tight loop. And if you can do that, I promise you, you're going to have a much more successful trip. We're going to talk about other fly casting drills, but that is going to do it for today. I hope you have an awesome day. Enjoy some Black Rifle coffee and get out there and practice your fly casting in realistic situations before you get on the boat. You're going to be happier, your guide's going to be happier, and you're going to catch a lot more fish. All right, see you next week.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.